Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the ninth day of the month of Sivan. Today, as always, our collective hearts, thoughts, and tefillot, our prayers are with all of our brothers and sisters in Israel. We continue to grieve for the needless and tragic loss of lives lost thus far in this horrible and bloody conflict, today being the 11th day. Each day we list the names of those who have sadly perished due to this horrible crisis. Ido Avigal, 5 years old, Leah Yomtov, 63, Mila Gurkovich, 52, Khalil, 52, and Nadine, 16, Ahwad, Staff Sergeant Omar Tabib, 21, Tomia Santosh, 32, Gershon Franco, 55, Yigal Yoshua, 56, Ilana Cohn, 67, Orly Lirone, 52, and two foreign nationals in their 30s whose names I still do not have. Hundreds of people have been injured, and to date over 4,000 rockets have been launched into southern and central Israel, directly connected to what is happening in Israel. Under the banner of anti-Zionism, the mask has been revealed of its true nature of anti-Semitism with the reports of anti-Semitic hate crimes in Los Angeles, New York, D.C. area, and Florida, and other areas. I encourage all of our listeners to get involved and use your collective voice to daven, to say Tehillim, like we will say in a few moments, to learn Torah, to advocate, to reach out to your representatives in Congress. For more information, please visit OU.org. On the homepage of the OU's website, the second feature story, there is a banner that says OU, how to help our communities in Israel. And you'll see various ways to lend your support, whether it's your voice, through tefillah, through Torah, through advocacy, to donate directly, through OU Israel to communities in need. I encourage you, please, it's OU.org, our home website, and it's the second feature story. You'll see it come up if you look on the homepage and see how you can help. Our collective heartfelt thoughts are with all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, and we pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need, and of course, we pray for lasting peace. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/CALL. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Shelby of Ava V'Ava in Brooklyn, New York, to share Dibre Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shelby slowly reciting our now daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'chol Menachenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shelby.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Bravo. Kol HaKavod to the OU. Kol HaKavod to Rabbi Herman for making this happen. You know, sometimes when it's dark outside, but we see the stars shining. So the stars, the light from the stars, helps us navigate through the darkness of the evening, of the night. Well, we're going through darkness, unfortunately, but we know we're at the end of days with the help of Hashem. Mashiach's on the way, and we just hold on to praying, being together with these beautiful words of Hizuk and these phone messages that we hear, everybody together. It really, really helps. And Bezrat Hashem will all be dancing in Yerushalayim HaBnuya with the coming of the Mashiach. You know, it's called the Tehillim Hotline. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim that I am nothing but a worm. Anochi Tol'at, when he was talking to Hashem. And our rabbis ask, what did David HaMelech mean when he said that? If he's being humble, there's many other comparisons that he can compare himself to. Why is he referring to himself as a worm? And our rabbis answer, a worm doesn't have arms, it doesn't have legs, it doesn't have muscles. A worm has its mouth. the Jewish people, we have our mouth, even if we might not have the muscles and whatever it might be, but we have our mouth. We could pray to Hashem with the words of Tehillim. We just celebrated the holiday of Shavuot, where we know David HaMelech, who wrote the Tehillim, was born on that most special day. And he prayed to Hashem. He says, Hashem, please accept the words of my Tehillim that I put together from the people, even if they don't understand what they're reading. And of course, David's prayer was answered. Hence, we use our Tehillim as our handbook to get through life, to navigate through life, and Hashem will always answer our prayers, give us health, happiness, and only good things. We can never, ever give up, even if things seem that it's impossible for anything to happen, that Hashem can't save us from any miracle. However, we can never, ever give up. There was a story in our community with a student of mine. He went to the doctor, and he really wasn't feeling well. And the doctor said, there's something wrong, but I can't pinpoint it. And the boy, his name was David, and he kept getting worse and worse. And the parents were getting nervous. The community was getting nervous. They were taking him from doctor to doctor, the greatest specialist in America, and to no avail. They couldn't help him, and he was just getting sicker and sicker. Nobody could even diagnose it. They took him to a doctor in our community, and the doctor just takes one look and says, I don't know what this boy has, but one thing I do know, that he is a walking time bomb, and we must put him right now in an induced coma, because who knows what could happen to him. They rushed him to the hospital. They induced him into a coma, and the family was crying and all nervous, and all doctors and experts came to check out the situation, but nobody knew what was going on. But this doctor, he kept trying and praying and hoping that he'll find the Yeshua, a salvation for this young man, this young teenager. And to clear his mind, every morning, the doctor would go to the gym and he would go onto a treadmill to exercise, to clear his mind, to be able to focus, to help all his patients. But focus number one was on this young boy, David, that the doctor and everybody was hoping that some miracle will happen, that they'll diagnose what he has, they'll be able to treat it. But for over a few weeks, the doctor had no success. And one morning, he's on the treadmill. He's getting ready to go to the hospital to take care of his patients. And while he's on the treadmill, there was a big TV screen in front of him. And he's not really paying attention. He's thinking of how to help all his patients. But the screen was right in front of him. And a young teenager comes into the gym. He didn't like what was on. And he just takes the remote control, changes the channel. But he was a little hatsuf. He was a little audacious in the way he did it. There's an older man on a treadmill right there. And he just changes it without even asking the doctor, without even asking the older gentleman respectfully. But he changed it, and the doctor said to himself, okay, this kid has to learn how to respect his elders, but it is what it is. It wasn't priority number one for the doctor at that moment. But the channel that he changed it to ended up saving this young boy's life. It was some kind of documentary that they were interviewing doctors of all kinds of professions, all kinds of doctors, and they were talking to them how they had stories where they saved somebody. And as he's watching, he starts to put all his focus into the show, and they're interviewing the doctor. And the doctor said, we had no idea what was going on. We didn't know how to save this person who was sick, but we ended up trying A, B, C, whatever it may have been, and we ended up saving the patient. The doctor was on the treadmill. He thinks to himself, wait, if that doctor was able to do A, B, C and save the person, then we could probably do this and this. And he got an idea how to diagnose and how to help this young teenager who was so, so sick. He jumps off the treadmill. He zooms to the hospital. On the way, he calls the parents. You have to come to the hospital right now. He calls all his staff, the nurses, the doctors. We're going to try something, and we're going to hope it's going to work. And believe it or not, they get to the hospital. He does what he was preparing to do, and Hashem saved that boy. It worked like a charm. There was no way out of this. They didn't even know what was going on. And Hashem had that young boy change the channel. He ended up seeing the documentary. He ended up getting the salvation for that young boy. And Baruch Hashem, that boy is fine. He walks around. He goes to classes. The next time the doctor happened to have been on the treadmill, who happens to walk in again? The same Hatsuf, the same disrespectful boy in quotation marks that walked in and changed the channel. The teenager walks over to the doctor, and the doctor's like, "Do I know you?" And he starts to cry, the teenager. He says, "Doctor, you don't know me, but I know you. You are my hero." He said, "Why am I your hero?" He said, "My best friend was in a coma, and no one knew what was wrong, and he was deathly ill, and you came along, and you were the hero that ended up saving my best friend." And the doctor says, "You're not going to believe this one. It wasn't me. Obviously, it was Hashem, but I was not the messenger to save your best friend. Do you know who saved your best friend?" And he said, "No, who? It was you, doctor." He said, "No, it was you." He said, "Me? What did I do?" He said, "When I was trying out what I tried out right before that, I was in the gym. I was on the treadmill, and you changed the channel. In the beginning, I said, 'What in heaven's name are you doing? How could you be so disrespectful?' But believe it or not, what they put onto that screen, what was on the TV when you changed the channel, I watched a doctor who had an idea, and we ended up saving your friend." They both started to hug. They started to cry. How Hashem brought the salvation. When they thought it was total darkness, Hashem showed them the light and bringing them the Yeshua and saving that young man. Well, guess what? It's not only a story that happens in stories. They never thought they were going to get out of it. They also thought there's no way out of the situation. But Hashem brings us the salvation. And in merit of the Tehillim that we're all going to say together and pray for Am Yisrael, pray for those who need a Yeshua, those who need to feel better, Ezrat Hashem, Hashem will bring us the ultimate salvation, and we'll all celebrate together in Yerushalayim, Bezrat Hashem. We're going to start Tehillim, Perekaf. Even if someone can't read, we could listen, and it's as if you're saying it. Lam natzeach mizmor le David, Ya'acha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisakevcha, Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, Omitzion, Yisadeka, Yizkor komechotecha, Ve'olatecha, Yidashenetzela, Yiten lecha kivavecha, Ve'chol atzatecha, Yimale, Meramena, Bishuatecha, ושם אלוהינו נדגור, ימלא אדוני, כל משאלותיך, אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, וגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו, ונתודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו, Biyom Korenu, Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echzad, Benoteh sheyalbiteni, Amen, Ot inahaleni, Nashi shovev yancheni, V'magle tzedek leman shemo, Gam ki elech beget samave, Lo irara ki ata imadi, Shetecham shantecha, Hema yenahamuni, Ta'aroch lefanai shuchan, Neged tzorai, Kishan tefashem eroshi, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד יזפוני, כל ימי חיי, ישרתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים, פרק קכ"א 121. שיר למעלות, את עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ, הייתם למות רגליך, הינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלך, היד ימיניך, יומם, השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מקורה, ישמור את נשיך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ורואיך, מעתה ועד עולם. And now for our final פרק, פרק קוף למד 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך, אדוני, אדוני, שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובו לכל תחנוני, אם עוונות תשמוריה, אדוני, מי יעמוד, כי אמך סליחה, למען תברא, קיוויתי אדוני, קיוויתה נפשי, ולדברו הוכחתי, נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו, מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, יוסף, דוד ושלמה, וכל האימהות הקדושות, שרה, רבקה, רחל ולאה, הוא ישלח רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, לכל חולי עמו ישראל, ובכללם לכל הפצועים שבארץ ובכל העולם, שם ישלח להם רפואה שלמה, ובכללם לנינה היה בת לאה. Say your names to yourself, and we'll pause for a moment. El na'arifan alahem, el na'arifan alahem, v'kol evarahem, v'kol gideahem, hashtah v'agala zon kariv, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לבחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה זו קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shelby. Wow, what a story. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Elisha Friedman of Kesher Israel Congregation in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Israel and around the world, a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.